Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a custom riser by resampling, with that sunrise set emotion and old school jungle DNB flavor. Today we are not making a generic EDM uplifter. We are making something that feels alive, a little dusty, a little haunted, and emotionally open enough to carry you into dawn. Think tension and release, tape texture, breakbeat ghosts, and that feeling of a room shifting from night energy into morning light. The big idea here is simple. Instead of drawing a riser from scratch with one synth and one automation lane, we are going to print sound to audio, process it, print it again, and let the imperfections become the character. In drum and bass, especially jungle and old school styles, that kind of resampling can sound way more authentic than a clean, polished sweep. Start by setting up two audio tracks. Name the first one source and the second one resample. On the source track, choose something with emotional potential. A held Reese chord works great. A vocal pad works great too. Even a single noise burst or a chopped break fragment can work. But for this lesson, I want you to start with something tonal, because that gives the riser a sense of memory and melody. On the source track, build a simple starting chain. Use an instrument like Wavedable, analog, or simpler loaded with a vocal or pad sample. Then add EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz so you are not building low-end clutter into the rise. If the sound feels muddy, make a small cut somewhere in the 250 to 500 Hz area. After that, put on saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. Then finish with auto filter, low passed somewhere around 8 to 14 kHz. You want the sound to feel emotionally present, but still open to transformation. Now we create movement before we resample anything. That is a big part of the magic. A riser is not just brighter over time. It should feel like it is breathing, leaning forward, and slowly opening up. You can automate the auto filter cutoff upward over 4 or 8 bars. Start it fairly closed, maybe around 300 Hz to 1.5 kHz, and open it toward the top end by the end of the phrase. Keep the motion smooth and natural. If you want more tension, add a little resonance, but do not overdo it. We are going for jungle atmosphere, not a flashy EDM squeal. You can also add a gentle pitch rise. If you are using a clip, simpler, or Wavedable, automate the pitch up a few semitones, maybe plus 3 to plus 12 over the phrase. A small rise can actually feel more musical than a giant one. For old school energy, sometimes a slower drift and then a sudden little jump near the end feels much more convincing than one straight climb. Then add space, put an echo or delay, and a hybrid reverb or standard reverb. For echo, try a dotted eighth or quarter note time, feedback around 25 to 55%, and roll off the lows so the delay stays clean. For reverb, set a decay somewhere in the 2.5 to 6 second range, with a little pre-delay so the source stays readable. Cut the low end of the reverb as well. This gives you that misty tail that resamples beautifully later. Now route the source into the resample track. On the resample track, set audio from to source if you want a focused capture, or use resampling if you want to record the entire output. For this lesson, I recommend recording just the source so you can control the result more precisely. Arm the resample track, check your monitoring, and record 4 or 8 bars of the movement you just created. Do not worry if it sounds simple right now. Right now you are capturing raw material, not the finished piece. That is an important mindset shift. In this workflow, audio is clay. Once you have the first pass recorded, treat that clip like a sample, not like a loop. You can keep it on the resample track, or drag it to a fresh audio track if that helps your organization. Then process it like new source material. A good post-resample chain starts with EQ8 again. Remove any unnecessary low end below about 120 to 180 Hz. If there are harsh resonances around 2 to 5 kHz, tame those too. After EQ, try Redux or Saturator. Redux is great if you want that crunchy jungle texture, subtle bit reduction, or a little sample rate grit. If you want a smoother body, Saturator with a few dB of drive is enough. Then add auto filter again, maybe with a band pass or low pass sweep, and see how the resampled motion responds to a second layer of movement. Echo can add ghost tails and rhythmic haze, especially if you use ping pong for width. Then use utility to manage the stereo image. Keep the low end centered if there is any bass content, and let the top layer be wide if it needs to feel expansive. This is where the emotional shape starts to emerge. Now let's bring in the jungle character. This is where we stop sounding like a clean synth build and start sounding like an old record turning into sunrise. Layer in something imperfect. A tiny amen slice works beautifully. A reverse fragment of a breakbeat can add instant pull. A little vinyl noise underneath can make the whole thing feel like it was found, not manufactured. A chopped vocal ghost, a rim shot, or a faint tom hit can all add that old-school motion. You can use simpler, sliced a new MIDI track, or warp the audio in different ways. Complex Pro is useful for tonal material. Beats is great for sliced drum fragments. Frequency Shifter can add subtle eerie movement if you use just a small amount. Grain Delay is another strong choice if you want unstable, misty buildup. Corpus can give metallic resonance and tension. The trick is restraint. Jungle vibes work best when the detail feels dug from the crates. We are not trying to stack 50 effects. We are trying to make the listener feel a history inside the sound. Now shape the emotional curve across the phrase. Think about this like a scene change. At the start, the sound should feel close, narrow, and maybe a little dim. Then it slowly widens, brightens, and becomes more open. In the middle, add more harmonics, a little more saturation, maybe a subtle break fragment. Near the end, you can thin the low end, create a small air pocket, or even drop the density for a beat so the final hit feels bigger. That little moment of space before the drop matters a lot. This is one of the most useful coaching notes in this whole lesson. Build in air pockets. A tiny gap, a reverse tail, or one beat where the density drops can make the drop feel way more powerful than a constant wall of sound. Now for the advanced move, resample again. Once your first resampled layer is shaped, route it to another audio track and record it a second time. This second pass captures your filter sweeps, your delay wash, your saturation harmonics, and even the little random qualities of playback. That is where the sound starts to feel like its own instrument. After the second pass, warp the clip, trim the best section, maybe reverse a small piece, and add fades. Then layer that with the original or with another version of the same material. You can build a stacked riser this way. One layer can be clean and emotional. One can be grainy and distorted. One can be a faint break texture. One can just be high-frequency noise for brightness. That layered audio approach works especially well in drum and bass, because it translates on big systems and still holds detail up close. Now think about arrangement. In DNB, a riser is not just a lead-up. It is part of the drum phrase architecture. Place it 8 bars before a drop if you want a full build. Use 4 bars if you want a quicker switch. Try 2 bars before a fill, or even the last bar before a halftime breakdown. You can also tuck the riser under a rolling drum build, let it swell into a snare fill, and then cut everything for half a bar of silence before the impact. That contrast is huge. For old school jungle, a classic move is to let the riser work with an amen chop build, then hard cut, then drop into the full break. For sunrise or melodic DNB, you might do a pad-like emotional lift that opens into a clean sub-drop and atmospheric continuation. The riser should foreshadow the next scene, not compete with it. A few mistakes to avoid. First, do not make it too bright. A riser that gets painfully sharp will wear people out fast, especially in a club. Use EQ to keep the top end exciting but controlled. Second, do not leave too much low end in the riser. High pass it so it does not fight the drop. Third, do not make it sound too polished. Clean white noise EDM sweeps can feel out of place here. Add grit, break fragments, resampled artifacts, and imperfect pitch movement. Fourth, keep the rhythm connected to the drums. If the build does not breathe with the break pattern, it will feel pasted on. And fifth, do not forget to resample more than once. That is where the texture really happens. If you want a darker or heavier edge while keeping the sunrise emotion, there are a few great tricks. Layer a warm pad or vocal over a detuned Reese shadow. Keep the pad bright and the Reese low mid focused. Use frequency shifter very subtly, maybe just a few hertz, and automate it slowly for eerie motion. Put a glue compressor on the riser bus with a light touch, just enough to glue the layers together without flattening them. Use utility or EQ8 to manage width so the low mid stay centered and the airy top layer can widen. And if you want a touch of authentic jungle flavor, add a little redux. Not too much, just enough grain to feel lived in. You can also create a break-driven riser instead of a straight sweep. Take tiny slices from a drum break, pitch each slice slightly upward, vary the start points, and add tiny reverse fades. That kind of fractured motion sounds very old school and very believable in a jungle context. If you want a more melancholic sunrise feeling, reduce stereo width early, then introduce instability late, and let the final beat collapse into a filtered tail. That creates emotional uncertainty, which can be really beautiful before a drop. Here is a great practice challenge. Build 3 different 4-bar risers from the same source material. Make one version emotional and sunrise-like, with gentle filter rise, long reverb, and minimal distortion. Make one version old-school jungle, with break fragments, heavy resampling, redux, and rougher ending texture. Then make one version dark and heavy, with a resource, bandpass automation, subtle frequency shifter, and a tighter stereo image. Compare how each one feels in the arrangement and against the drums. So, to recap the whole workflow, start with a source sound that has emotional potential. Automate movement with filter, pitch, delay, and reverb. Resample it in Ableton Live 12. Process the audio like sample material. Layer in jungle elements like breaks, noise, and vocal ghosts. Resample again for deeper texture. Then arrange it musically so it lifts into the phrase structure of the track.